این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject, Methods of Islamic Invitation. The Holy Prophet was not supposed to retire to the seclusion of home only to retire prayers. Of course, he recited prayers, but even then, recitation was far self-discipline. He performed prayer, but the prayer was meant for self-discipline, menting the people's way and mobilizing people to put up resistance. All the supplications uttered through his tongue and by imams of Muslims are calling people to spirituality, thereby improving the Muslims' problems. Unfortunately, the interests of Islam and Islamic subjects undergone distortion were distorted especially by Bani Abbas in the early days of Islam. The Holy Quran that is in the hand of Muslims has remained intact as of the early days of Islam. No a single word has been added or deleted from it. When one studies the Quran with awareness, one will see that the invitation was not exclusively meant for people to sit at home, recite prayers, and confine to with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamun alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to The Spring of Truth. There's a saying from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. He says that evidently adoration, worship, and sanctification of God requires knowledge and awareness of His most exalted station, as well as the attributes of His glory and grandeur. Without due knowledge and awareness, these cannot be fulfilled. Okay, now I feel that it is clear to all of us what Imam is trying to say over here. What is he trying to point? What is he trying to highlight in this quote? You cannot adore someone or you cannot worship someone that you're not aware of. So if you're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, you need to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You need to know the attributes, the sifat, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can worship and you can adore your Lord.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
If we look at this from the other aspect, we get to know that, you know, if we are adoring our Lord, we are worshipping our Lord, and we are not aware, and we don't have knowledge regarding our Lord, but we are still worshipping. So it means that, you know, we are not worshipping the right Lord. Like, you know, we need to worship someone who we have accepted as our Lord, who we know who we are worshipping to. So in this way, knowledge and awareness is really important, or else these things cannot be fulfilled. So once again, Imam Khomeini says, evidently, adoration, worship, and sanctification of God requires knowledge and awareness of His most exalted station, as well as the attributes of His glory and grandeur. Without due knowledge and awareness, these cannot be fulfilled. This was all for the Spring of Truth, and with that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget.
لا إله إلا